Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 16th. This is coming out a bit late here today. The grains did close higher, corn up 5¾ cents, wheat up 4½ cents, beans up a nickel and a half. The NOPA crush came out at 185, just a monster record number out here. So we still have good domestic demand for the oil and the meal out here. Offsetting that somewhat is the fact that we didn't see any export sales once again today. I can't remember, you know, maybe there was one little sale last week to China on something, but not much. And certainly it seems like these higher prices are curbing their enthusiasm. I think for the week forward, looking ahead, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. I find it hard to justify these prices up here right now. The funds are long. Funds are a little bit less long the beans than we thought. I'm guessing after tonight they're probably long about 250. They're long probably 280 corn, somewhere in around there. They're long close to 100,000 meal, 100,000 oil. But they had good rains in Argentina over the weekend. Northern Brazil got some scattered rains. Southern Brazil is still dry, so that's an issue. The crop progress reports came out and showed that 95% of the corn harvested, 96% of the beans, both ahead of the averages, corn well ahead of the average, and you know we're virtually done with harvest in here now. The wheat rating went up 1 percentage point to 46% good to excellent, so they were getting some moisture, certainly in the soft wheat belt. But Kansas City wheat still is pretty dry down there. I think we're kind of in a battle between, does this thing fall out of bed as COVID gets worse and worse every day? Or this being a futures market, we're looking ahead to one of these two vaccines working out here. I think the vaccines will work once we get them. But I think we're probably at least 2 to 3 months before we have broad coverage on these vaccines, which means more people are going to be dying, more cases are going to be spiking, and I think we're looking at more shutdowns, which tells me that's not good. I think the box beef prices have been so strong because everybody's trying to hoard meat again. The shopping, stores, the grocery stores have lost a lot of supplies out here, and I think people are just scampering to get stocked up again. That doesn't tell me that's good long-term for the grain markets out here. But again, if it stays hot and dry in southern Brazil, I suppose we can move higher. If the Chinese come in with some monster export sales, obviously the market can go higher. I think China's backing off here temporarily. We'll see where that goes. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.